Honey sauce, taste the goodness of the biscuit with the honey sauce. Don't get that honey sauce on me. I don't like the way it tastes with my chicken wings. Taste the biscuit, taste the goodness of the biscuit.
Yep. Yeah. This is Oz and Ends. I'm Eli.
I'm Silas.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
Can I just start this episode with some beef?
Yeah.
I'm gonna call somebody out.
Oh yeah?
I'm gonna call out Keanu, who is a kid that we just played in soccer.
And said, how did you get names?
I just heard them say Keanu
okay.
a bunch, and I saw him respond at one point.
Okay.
He said that a ball that went out hit my foot before it went out. Guys. It didn't. I don't know what else to say.
It definitely didn't. I was there. I can corroborate.
I didn't feel anything.
I didn't hear anything either.
The path didn't change. And when I was like, it didn't touch me. He gave me the look. I was like, are you sure about that? I was like, it's intramural soccer. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You think I would lie?
I don't know. It wasn't even that close, I don't think. Maybe it was, but...
What wasn't?
The play. It didn't look like it was very close to hitting you.
I mean, I guess I could see how, like, from an angle it might have looked like it
yeah.
would hit, but, like...
He was also standing right there.
Yeah.
And he kicked it out. And it didn't change course.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
I think you kicked it.
We did pick up the victory.
We did get the dub.
All right. Enough about that. Actually, we're wearing matching outfits because of chance. So, if anyone else is wearing a blue t-shirt and black shorts...
Everybody.
maybe it's like 30% of people.
Do you think so?
No. Okay. So, what you just heard... I actually closed the tab. It was a tweet. Thank you to Douglas. That's all I have.
Yeah, that's all you really can say.
He said if I played it, he would listen. And my phone is buzzing. I'm assuming it's him.
Shut up, Douglas.
I'm going to pander.
He's checking his phone.
He's texting about something else.
I see.
So
he doesn't care.
Yeah. It's actually highly political.
What are we doing today?
So, today... Wait, can you ask that one more time so I can take it clean?
What are we doing today?
Today?
Today.
Day list. if you don't know, there's this thing called the Day List on Spotify. It was released in some beta form around, I want to say this time last year. Mm. And you had to be sent it to save it to your profile and it would regenerate. And then...
Part of the in club.
Yeah, I don't remember who sent it to me. Sorry if you're listening and you know that you sent it to me.
Hey, I didn't even find out about it until it got released to the public.
So. Okay.
Sorry, I'm watching my levels again.
Okay, I thought you were looking behind me. So basically, it regenerates every 6 hours. That's 4 times a day. And it will give you a playlist of 50 songs based on your listening tendency for that time of the day of the week.
Yeah.
For instance, mine right now says Indie Chill Hazy Thursday Night.
And mine says Laurel Canyon Old School Soul Thursday Night.
Yeah.
It's a Mad Libs of buzzwords.
It totally is. Adjective, 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 day, Laurel time.
Canyon.
Yeah. So we're going to choose a couple songs off of each other's, and we'll see where it takes us.
We didn't make a playlist.
yeah. That's basically it.
I haven't even looked at yours.
Here I just go. Yeah.
Oh, let's just do this song.
Yeah.
We've played it before.
We have. Am I on aux too?
Yeah.
Cool. What song is it?
Ben's My Friend by Sunkill Moon.
Let's check it out.
Up this morning, August 3rd. It's been a pretty slow and uneventful summer. Went to visit a friend in Santa Fe. Went to New Orleans and went to see my family. Woke up this morning and it occurred I needed one more track to finish up the record. I was feeling out of fuel and uninspired. Laid in my bed too long, a little down, a little tired. Met my girl and we walked down Union Street. I was scattered and my head was in a bunch of places. Bought a $350 pair of lampshades and we ate at Perry's and I ordered crab cakes. Blue crab cakes. Blue crab cakes. Blue crab cakes. She said I seemed distracted and asked what was going on with me. I said I can't explain it, it's a middle-aged thing. She said okay and ate her eggs Benedict. And I looked at the walls cluttered with sports bar shit. Sports bar shit. Sports bar shit. Sports bar shit. Talked a little bit with my sister. She's got a new boyfriend, he's a deer hunter. And she's getting used to venison. And my dad's still fighting with his girlfriend about his flirting with the girls at Panera Bread. My mom was good but sounded out of breath. I worry so much about her, I worry to death. I worry to death. I worry about her to death. The other night I went and saw the postal service. Ben's my friend, but getting there was the worst. Trying to park and getting up the hill and finding a spot amongst the drunk kids staring at themselves. Standing at the back with a crowd of 8,000. Thought of Ben when I met him in 2000 at a festival in Spain. He was on the small stage then and I didn't know his name. Now he's singing at the Greek and he's busting moves. And my legs were hurting and my feet were too. I called him after, said I'll skip the backstage high bye. But thanks for the nice music and all the exercise. And we laughed and it was alright. And we laughed and it was alright. And it was alright. Between a middle-aged guy with a backstage pass, a guy with a gut hanging around like a jacks. Everybody there was 20 years younger, at least. I'll leave you this, not my fondest memory. I carried my legs back down the hill, gave my backstage passage to cute Asian girls. Drove to my place near Tahoe, got my hot tub, and I thought, well, that's how it goes. And it was quiet, and I was listening to the crickets, and Ben's still out there selling lots of tickets. And though I'm content, there's a tinge of competitiveness, but Ben's my friend, and I know he gets it. Then a couple of days, my meltdown passed. Back to the studio, doing 12-hour shifts, singing a song about one thing or another. Another day behind the microphone this summer. This tenderloin summer. This tenderloin summer. This tenderloin summer. Ba ba.
Nothing can harm me at all. My worries seem so very small, but my waterfall. I can see my rainbow of my waterfall. Some people say daydream is for all the lazy-minded fools with nothing else to do. So let them laugh at me. So just as long as I have see me through, I have nothing to lose. Long as I have you. Waterfall, don't ever change your ways. Fall with me for a million days. Oh, my waterfall.
Okay, that was the first set.
Yeah.
We just heard the one from my day list, which was Laurel Canyon Old School Soul Thursday Night. It's a catchy name. May This Be Love by Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
That was one that I don't think I'd heard before.
I recognize the intro.
Yeah. But I also think a lot of Jimi Hendrix songs start like that.
Yeah, but I definitely recognized the intro.
Okay, sure.
yeah. That's I like good. This format.
Yeah.
Cool.
We're discovering new music. We don't have much to say about it, though.
No. I do like the observation that you made on the walk here, which is that if we usually are playing the radio, sorry, the music for the radio show off of my laptop on my Spotify account Thursday nights.
Right.
So my day list is probably going to be very similar to what we normally play.
Yeah. Yeah. Which it definitely, I can see multiple songs that we have played.
Yeah, and even some artists that I don't listen to, such as Kurt Vile.
Yeah.
Whose song we will be hearing next.
My edition.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. So yeah, without further ado, this is Baby's Arms by Kurt Vile and the Sadies.
Let's see how it is.
You ready?
Sure. Yeah, I guess so.
I get sick of just about everyone. Yeah, nice. Good job.
I
good
love
pull.
That song.
Did you get it?
It's a funny way to learn.
Well, I was dancing at a nightclub one Friday night. And that nightclub bar was a little uptight. Yeah, I was dancing all alone, a little self-conscious, when some kids came up and said, "For dancing, come with us." And soon I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh. I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, I was dancing in the lesbian bar in the industrial zone. I was dancing with my friends and dancing alone. Well, the first bar, things were alright. But in this bar, things were Friday night. In the first bar, things were just alright. This bar, things were Friday night. And I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh. I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, I was dancing in the lesbian bar way downtown. I was there to check the scene and hang around. Well, the first bar, things were stop and stare. But in this bar, things were laissez-faire. In the first bar, things were stop and stare. In this bar, things were laissez-faire. And I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh. I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh, ooh. In the first bar, they could shake their hips. And I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh. I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh,
I Was Dancing in the Lesbian Bar by Jonathan Richman. Oh.
First we heard that Kurt Vile song. You had some feelings about it.
I just got a little bit bored of it, but it was good. It
that
was nice
to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you said something.
I said he copies the worst parts of Bob Dylan. Which I think
Kurt
is,
if you're listening,
fair.
Yeah.
It's just like his voice is nice when he's in his register. But
yeah.
Then he'll do the Bob Dylan thing where he'll go, "Ooh."
Yeah.
No, man.
The mixing, all that was also, the vocals were very buried, and it was like,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know Kurt Vile really at all, though. So.
I do like a lot of his music.
Yeah.
But it can be hit or miss.
Okay.
That
okay.
One was kind of in the middle for me.
All right.
I like the guitar part.
Yeah. No, that's what kept me interested.
Yeah. And then I Was Dancing in a Lesbian Bar by Jonathan Richman. I really enjoyed that song.
That was fun.
I'm going to share a fun fact.
Yeah, yeah, you go, you go.
Well, I know that Innes Wong is listening right now. Did you recognize the voice, Innes? Call in now. Actually, don't. Just text me. he is the troubadour in Gilmore Girls. Have you seen Gilmore Girls?
No, but I've been meaning to, and Veronica's listening, and so she'll... Yeah. Either knows that or get a kick out of that.
Yeah, there's this character that just like is in town and plays songs, and often they'll just like kind of zoom out of a scene and it'll just be him playing a song.
Really?
It's Jonathan Richman. Yeah.
That's awesome. We've been meaning to watch it for like a year.
It's a great show.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
I spent a week at the end of winter break in Santiago de Compostela in northern Spain because I had a week to kill before my semester started. And pretty much all I did was watch Gilmore
That's
Girls.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know.
The weather was bad.
Yeah. Maybe it'll...
And it's a small city with not much to do.
Right. Maybe this winter it'll happen for me, too.
Yeah. Next up...
Well, I also want to say that I might be seeing Jonathan Richman in concert at the Somerville Theater on Saturday.
That's really cool, actually.
We'll see. I don't know if tickets have been purchased.
Yeah.
I have not purchased, but... might be a Venmo situation. And I got a text, and Veronica says crazy with a bunch of Y's.
Oh, Innes just texted me and said, OMG, what? No way.
Yeah. And Veronica fact-checked you.
Is it true?
We just confirmed.
Okay, thank God. Because I was a little bit worried.
True.
Wait, what? It's not true?
Dude, what the heck?
Okay, the troubadour is somebody else. I swear to God.
Obviously, it's someone else.
I thought it was Jonathan Richman. Okay, we'll do some investigating. Next up, we're going to hear All My Happiness Is Gone by Purple Mountains.
Is Purple Mountains the troubadour?
Oh, maybe. No.
Okay. That's so funny. To get it wrong. Did you look it up?
Such a random
What about his about page made you think so? Or not even that?
No, because I watched Gilmore Girls and I at one point looked this up, I think.
Oh. So it's
someone? It's got to be somebody else.
More texts are coming
somebody
through.
Somebody else famous?
It's Please. Grant Lee Phillips.
No way!
Could it have been a one-time thing? No.
Go to the song. I need to come back from this.
Friends are warmer than gold when you're old. Keeping them is harder than you might suppose. Lately I tend to make strangers wherever I go. Some of them were once people I was happy to know. Mounting mileage on the dash, double darkness falling fast. I keep stressing, pressing on. Weighted down some substratum, feels like something really wrong has happened. I confess I'm barely
not the purple hills, it's not the silver lakes, it's not the snow cloud shadowed interstates, it's not the icy bike chain rain of Portland, Oregon. Nothing's wrong, no one's asking, but the fear's so strong it leaves you gasping. No way to last out here like this for long. Everywhere I go, I know. Everywhere I go, I know. All my happiness is gone. All my happiness is gone. It's all gone somewhere beyond. All my
okay. I felt so bad for misleading the public, so I did a little Google search. What I got confused about was Jonathan Richman is the troubadour in There's Something About Mary, the film with Ben Stiller. And I conflated
among other
the
people.
Two things yeah. with troubadours in them.
Okay.
Do you forgive me?
I forgive you, but also because it doesn't matter to me, but I think you've offended some listeners.
Veronica, do you forgive me?
And Emma, this is going to be a 15-second delay.
I know Innes won't forgive me, so...
Yeah.
That's a lost cause.
Yeah.
But I'm just praying that we can get back on good terms, Veronica. We don't need to wait. It's fine.
Yeah, nothing's coming in. Nothing's coming in. Refresh, refresh, refresh.
Right, let's play this out.
Texting?
Text. This is such bad radio.
We will think about it. Should we wait for a response?
I'm actually
texting.
Really, I actually really appreciate that, Veronica.
Yeah.
That's really thoughtful.
This. I know. We know it's great radio. Send a faster text, please.
Should we just like do a PSA while we're at it?
I think the real person you should need to be apologizing to is Jonathan. And I do agree.
That is true.
Yeah. Maybe we can go up to him after the concert.
Yeah.
Say, so, were you listening?
Get a one-to-one with Jonathan.
Were you listening to a little something called Odds and Ends on Thursday?
Excuse me, security guard. I just need to speak with Mr. Richman
yeah.
for a second.
Yeah. I'm recording. It's my right. okay.
You're live.
Yeah.
There's thousands
Do
of people
you
watching
forgive
you right
me?
Now.
You're live. All right. Can I read it?
Yeah.
PSA time. 91.5 FM. WMFO, I should say. But just college radio PSA. Did you know? 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts. If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley. Oh, it's like Wellesley. WZLY.
Yeah.
Wellesley. From Wellesley College. Yeah.
When you think about it, WMFO is like W Medford.
But in a way less onomatopoeia way.
Yeah, I prefer Wellesley.
Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Cool. No laughs. No laughs. That's a good PSA. That's service.
That's really good.
That's announcement.
It also has a teddy bear on it.
Yeah.
With WMFO.
Yep. Cool.
Okay.
Have you ever listened to either of those stations? Have you ever been driving northeast from Tufts?
That's how I go home. Wait, no. Northwest, you mean?
No, I said what it says on here, which is northeast.
Northeast. I feel like that's the way I go home. Maybe I could just go north, actually.
So not important.
fuck was I gonna say? No, I've been driving in Boston before, and if you are in Boston, I forget what radio station it is. Maybe it's 91.5, but probably not.
Yeah.
But Northeastern College Radio is very good.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember driving and turned on the radio, and they were just playing great stuff.
Cool. I bet they have a nice station.
Yeah, I bet they don't do this.
And on that note,
whatever this is.
This is Charlie's Girl by Lou Reed.
Everybody said that you better watch out. Man, she's gonna turn you in. And me, you know that I thought I lucked out. And now look at the trouble that I'm in. You know, you better watch out for Charlie's girl. Watch out for Charlie's girl. Charlie's girl. Watch out for Charlie's girl. It happened on New Year's Eve. They said everybody had to leave. They had a warrant in their hand. They wanted to bust the whole band. I said if I ever see Sharon again, I'm gonna punch her face in. You know you better watch out for Charlie's girl. Hey now man, watch out for Charlie's girl. You know she'll turn you in. Watch out for Charlie's girl. Watch out for Charlie's girl. She'll turn you in, you better, huh? Watch out, you better. Watch out, you better. You better watch out, you better. You better watch out for
of skies. Lay back, rest your head on my thighs. There is some awful action that just breathes from my hand, just breaths from a deed so exquisitely grand. And you're always on my mind, and you are all. Special action with motives unclear. Now you'll haunt me till I've paid for what I've done. It's a payment which precludes the having of fun. And you're always on my mind. And you're always on my mind. And you're always. You're always on my mind. sun's fading faster. We're ready to go. There's a skirt in the bedroom that's pleasantly low. And the leaves on the moor, or the fish in the flow. And my friends still will whisper hello. We all know what we know. It's a hard swath to mow. When you think like a hermit, you forget what you know. And you always on my mind. And you always on my mind. And you were always on my mind. And you were always on my mind. Oh, oh, oh. I've got a new partner riding with me. I've got a new partner riding with me. I've got a new partner riding with me. I've got a new partner now.
That was lovely. I've never heard that song. Yeah, that unless really I have, nice. And I just don't remember. But that was it was New Partner by Palace Music.
I like that band name a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Palace Music.
I almost thought it was an album or something.
Mm.
And I was a little bit confused.
It's not.
And frightened.
It's an artist.
I'll say it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I get that. I do like that Spotify added this tab on the right where when you're playing a song, it automatically... Well,
do you
it
like
actually
that?
Didn't right now. You can close it if you don't like it.
Well, but the thing is, it reopens. Like, I'll turn it so that I can, like, see the social, like, see what my friends are listening uh-huh. to. And then if I click on a new song, it'll bring the now playing thing back.
Oh.
It's like, okay, if I closed it, I don't want it there.
Yeah. No, that's definitely true.
Take the hint.
Also, I don't know what's happening. I'm just trying to look at the tab for this one. Maybe there's no about page. Anyway, we're gassing up Spotify on this episode.
Yeah. And taking it down a peg.
In a way,
but
yeah.
It's all that we're left with after the band came.
I was trying to tee you up for that. Okay, thank you. Yeah, I was not aware of that. That's terrible.
Yeah.
What is Joni Mitchell to do?
Is that where her music is now?
No way. I have no idea. Well, not now.
Probably on Tidal.
Yeah. iTunes. CD.
It's all on cassette.
I saw an awesome picture of her with David Hockney today.
Who? Oh, painter?
Yeah. Who I'm going to dress up as for the David party.
Are you actually? How do you dress up as David Hockney?
Oh, it's actually very easy. Well, not
really?
Easy, but it's very straightforward.
He's just a guy.
No, look him up while we play the next song.
Is he that eccentric?
Just...
Okay, I'll look him up.
Just listen to me, man.
I thought he looked pretty standard.
I have to choose a song right now, because that ended really, really quickly. Let's do the Otis Redding song.
Okay.
Actually, I don't want to hear that.
Okay.
Steely Dan?
It's up to you, man.
Only a fool would say that.
A world become one of salads and sun. Only a fool would say that. Hat. On hand that got me gone, there's no one to fire upon. If he's holding it high, he's telling a lie. I heard it was you.
un tonto le cigaretto. Sad resentment will smolder one day, and then that summer feeling's gonna haunt you, and that summer feeling's gonna taunt you, and then that summer feeling is gonna hurt you one day in your life. Starts looking good, which you hated, and first grade's looking good too, overrated, and you boys long for some little girl that you dated. Do you long for her or for the way you were? That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day. Top down on it, when the catamaran has got the drop down on it, when the flat of the land has got the crop down on it. Some things were good before and some things never were, but that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. Well, when your friends are in town and they've got time for you, when you and them are hanging around and they don't ignore you, when you say what you will and they still adore you, is that not appealing? It's that summer feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. Gonna haunt you. It's gonna taunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time. It's gonna haunt you. It's gonna taunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time. One more thing. When you're hanging around the park with the water fountain, and there's the little girl with the dirty ankles, cause she's on the swings, you know, the dust is kicking up, and you remember the ankle locking and the way she flirted with you for all this time. How how come? Well, that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. You'll throw away everything for it. You'll throw away everything for it. One more thing. Well, when the playground that just was all dirt comes haunting, and that little girl who called you a flirt, memory comes taunting. You pick these things apart, they're not that appealing. You put them together and you'll get this certain feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling, summer feeling,
it's gonna haunt you.
Summer feeling,
it's gonna taunt you.
Summer feeling,
you're gonna want this feeling inside one more time.
That was That Summer Feeling by Jonathan Richman.
Jonathan Richman, you're seeing him this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Did you know he was the troubadour in There's Something About Mary?
With Ben Stiller?
Yeah. The one where he looks really weird?
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the troubadour in that.
Yeah.
And I heard that he was altered.
What else were you going to say? That he was also the troubadour in Gilmore Girls?
Yeah, no. Someone was telling me that. I haven't confirmed
it. I think Veronica said that.
Oh, that is who it was.
Yeah.
We should fact check that during the next song, but yeah. If you're listening, yeah, Jonathan Richman, the troubadour in Gilmore Girls, according to Veronica.
Yeah. All right, we've probably got time for one more song each or something like that. This is, how do you say it? Shuggy Otis?
Shuggy.
Shuggy?
Shuggy.
The song is called Sweet Thang.
Shuggy Otis Redding. Sweet Thang and Coffee.
All right.
Just do a mashup.
This has been Odds and Ends. I'm Silas.
I'm Eli.
And you are listening to 91.5 W Medford. Tux Freeform Radio.
No way you got it wrong.
WMFO.
Wesley.
Okay. That was fun.
Yeah, that was good.
I guess you would call this an odds and ends episode.
Yeah.
Of sorts.
We're doing a lot of those, huh?
Let's get back on the horse and ride it.
Should we preview next episode?
Yeah.
We're going to do hip hop and house.
H and H.
H and H.
Or one or the other or both.
Yes.
And we'll let you know next Thursday at 10 p.m.
which one we chose.
Yeah.
Or maybe 10 minutes before.
Or 10 minutes after once we decide to cut all the other stuff. All right. That was fun.
Let's just play it out.
Let's get out of here. What we got?
Swing Low Magellan, Dirty Projectors.
Bye, guys.
Last night, all my attention squinting westward at the sunset with a map and a compass. When a man reached up, said something there against the sky.